This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. It covers business, politics, and more for the Fort Smith region. Michael, how are you on this Thursday?
I'm doing well.
We're going to start the conversation today by talking about a chef, Chef Greenwood. Tell me about this.
Chef Will Greenwood, as we got a story up, and as I noted, he's probably the most popular chef you've never heard of. But he was one of three chefs back in the early 90s when Bill Clinton was elected president. He was one of three chefs that Bill and Hillary Clinton recommended to be interviewed for the White House chef job. He didn't get that, but the acclaim from that landed him several jobs. He was the executive chef at the International Trade Center at the Ronald Reagan Building in D.C. He's been all over D.C. and Baltimore, and he was even a chef at the famous Sunset Grill in Nashville. He's been on all kinds of television shows, but he is coming to Fort Smith, of all places, as a chef for the Movie Lounge Project, which is, the title really doesn't explain what it is, but it's a very upscale facility, restaurant, fancy theaters, meeting event area. They can host an event with as many as 300 people. You know, Kyle, I'm a crusty old journalist. I'm not supposed to be impressed or, you know, excited about anything, but this is a very interesting, unique business operation. I guess the only surprise to me is that they're Dwight Curry and his sister Lynn Curry Weidman are the owners and investors. I'm just surprised they're doing it in Fort Smith. I'm grateful they're doing it in Fort Smith, but it's the kind of thing you typically would see in a much larger metro area. And so they wanted to bring a top, you know, top-of-the-line chef to kind of build in some of that credibility. So that's what Will Greenwood's in town to do.
When any idea, is there an opening date for the Movie Lounge yet, or is that still?
Well, they're shooting towards mid-February. They were hoping to, I think, get started a little earlier. They wanted to kind of capture some holiday traffic and maybe even some Super Bowl parties. But they're still, the one thing I know about Dwight Curry and his sister Lynn is they'll take the time to do it right, so they've delayed their opening. They want to make sure they have all their ducks in a row, so to speak. So it's going to be mid-February.
This week there was news that Fortis Plastic, now that's a vendor to the Whirlpool plant in Fort Smith, that it is going to shut down in November.
Yes. You know, we first started having some concerns about the plant or questions about the plant last week. The Whirlpool plant itself was closing early because they didn't have enough parts from Fortis to keep the assembly line going. Fortis makes a lot of the plastic components that go inside the refrigerator, shelves, door liners, that type of thing. And so the Whirlpool facility was having to close early. And in fact, Friday, the 14th or 15th, or whatever date Friday was, the Whirlpool plant didn't operate at all. And, you know, we had talked to Whirlpool folks and Fortis folks, and they were telling us, oh, it's no problem. We typically have these supplier issues. It's no big deal. Well, turns out we weren't getting the truth. It was a big deal, and apparently Fortis is having some money problems, serious money problems, and they're having to shut down. So it'll be interesting to see what Whirlpool does. There are some who are speculating that Fortis is just closing because they know Whirlpool's going to close, so they don't want to be here operating. So it's still, there's a lot of uncertainty surrounding the Whirlpool plan, and this Fortis plant closing didn't at all alleviate that uncertainty.
Speaking of uncertainty, economic uncertainty continues to be a concern to the trucking industry. You had an interesting story on thecitywire.com about that this week.
Yes, the trucking, there's a large trucking industry conference down in Grapevine, Texas, and from that, the head of the American Trucking Association talked about how economic uncertainty is the top issue, and there was, in fact, a survey conducted among the larger, small and large trucking companies, and economic uncertainty was the number one issue, and it has been now for 3 years, Kyle, so you know, and that's their chief economist said, you know, fortunately, at least in 2011, the numbers aren't going down, but they're just moving sideways. And he used that term several times in a note that it's kind of a sideways economy, which obviously is the cause for the uncertainty. And truckers are also concerned about proposed new hours of service rules that would make it even more costly in a time when their margins are already tight. some of these rules that the Department of Transportation is proposing would make it even more difficult to compete. And their other, their third concern out of 10 is the driver shortages. So it's a tough time to be a trucker in these days.
And switching to politics, people had speculated that a Western Arkansas Republican, Representative Terry Rice from Waldron, would perhaps throw a hat into the ring to be House Speaker. That's no longer speculation.
Right. He has done that. Roby Brock with Talk Business first reported this. Well, was one of the first to report this. But, you know, Representative Rice comes from a long line, although he's a Republican, he comes from a long line of Democratic representatives. His grandfather and father, Bud Rice, were served in the House and served. They had leadership positions, and I'm drawing a blank on if they were ever House Speaker. I don't think they were, but Representative Rice is after that post. And, you know, Kyle, it could be it's going to be interesting. This 2012 election cycle could put the Republicans in the majority in the House for the first time in a long time. Right now there are 50 – I think it's a 55-45 split, 55 Democrats and 45 Republicans.
So you need a swing of 5 seats. If the Republicans were to gain 5 seats, they would have control of the House.
And that is not at all unlikely or unreasonable to consider because of just the dynamic. There's still an government, anti-Democrat sentiment out there, and both Democratic and Republican pollsters will tell you that with President Obama at the top of the ticket in 2012, it's going to be very difficult for Democrats to maintain that control. And they could also lose control over in the Senate. So it'll be more difficult in the Senate, but the House is really up in the air. And so if it swings Republican, Terry Rice, he's the first one out. A lot of the Republicans like him. He's seen as more of a bridge builder and a moderate. I don't know if that'll play against him because there's a Republican element in the House now that are pretty hardcore, the right-wing Tea Party group, so I don't know how he's going to placate them, but he's got a good shot at it.
Finally, Oxford, Mississippi, 11:30 or 11:21 Saturday morning kickoff, Arkansas and Mississippi. Any predictions?
We got to beat Houston Nutt. Come on, Kyle.
I'm not sure that's a prediction, but...
Yes, I don't see how we lose. We're on a roll. I don't think it's going to be a close game. I think we're going to win big.
Wow, this is the firmest prediction you've made yet this football season.
It'll probably be as wrong as it can be.
Okay. Michael Tilley covers business, politics, culture, and more for the Fort Smith region at thecitywire.com. Michael, as always, thank you very much for your time.